Britain's Prince Charles today announced that he is marrying his longtime companion, Camilla Parker Bowles. The civil service will be held at Windsor Castle on April 8th. I'm joined now by Ingrid Seward of Majesty Magazine. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, you know, what? How much of a surprise was this announcement? Obviously, they've been together a long time, but marriage is another thing.
Well, it was a complete surprise to all of us, because although we've been talking about it for years, I don't think anyone really expected it to happen. I don't know why, but I just think it was a total surprise. And, you know, it's all happening very quickly.
Yes, the April 8th nuptials, I gather, are a civil ceremony rather than a religious one. What's the reason for that?
Well, they're both, Charles is a widower and divorced, and Camilla's divorced. So they obviously decided that it would be better to have a civil ceremony, although there is absolutely no reason for divorced couples not to get married in church.
Although he would, of course, become, if he were to become king, the head of the Church of England.
Yes, he would, but, I mean, he's not going to become king tomorrow, and he will be, it's called Defender of the Faith, but, I mean, Prince Charles has actually made it clear that he wants to be Defender of Faith, with an S rather than faith, so, you know, multicultural faith.
Well, so you said you're not sure why you would be surprised, but you are. Tell us a little about the history. Prince Charles, Camilla Parker Bowles, she at one point was the other woman.
Well, they met in 1970, and she has been the love of his life. I'm not saying he didn't love Diana, but when his marriage with Diana went wrong, he turned back to Camilla, and really, he's been with Camilla ever since. Although he hasn't physically been with her ever since. You know, he's been, you know, she's been important to him ever since that time.
And, would one call this sort of a question of love willing out then? Is that how it's sort of being viewed there?
I think the British public is slightly divided on this. There's still a very big element here that feel that Camilla was responsible for Diana's unhappiness. But I think, you know, everybody loves a wedding, and I think most people feel that Prince Charles deserves to be happy, and it would be better for his sons to be within a sort of family environment.
And will this in any way affect his chances at becoming a king? And I gather that Camilla Parker Bowles will not become queen.
No, it won't affect Charles's chances of becoming king. Charles will become king, and Camilla won't become queen, though. Her title is going to be the Duchess of Cornwall, and when Prince Charles becomes king, she'll be Princess Consort, which is a little unusual, but I guess that's fine.
So there'll never be a Queen Camilla?
There'll never be a Queen Camilla. I just don't think the British public wanted that. They said for many years in all the polls, you know, that they'd be happy for him to be married to her, but not for her to be queen.
Well, you know, as with any family, how did his mother take it?
Well, we can only guess. She has her weekly audience with the Prime Minister every Tuesday night, and I obviously they discussed this announcement last night. And she has said the standard, oh, we are delighted. And I think she probably is delighted, actually, because she felt this sort of half-half situation couldn't go on, and she wanted to get everything sorted out, you know, before, you know, she became too old.
Well, thank you very much for joining
us. Thank you very much.
Ingrid Seward is editor-in-chief of Majesty Magazine, speaking from London.